So this is John Johnson for Radio EduTalk. I am at the Computing in Scotland, or Computers in School Scotland conference today, CAS Scotland, CAS Scotland 13 on Twitter. I've had a really interesting day. As a primary school teacher, it's been nice to get a sort of view into the realms of computing teachers. And I'm standing in an interesting stairwell here at the wine, I was going to say cheese and wine reception, but it's a wine reception, with Carl Bars. Carl was presenting today, but he's also a primary school teacher. Carl, could you maybe first just tell us where you're from and bits and pieces like that?
Yeah, I currently work in Newborough in Fife, formerly worked in Anstruther down on the east nuke of Scotland.
And you were presenting today about Scratch. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about what you were presenting about, what you were talking about? I didn't see your presentation, unfortunately.
Shocking. I was mainly talking about Scratch today in terms of three things, engagement, collaboration, and also creativity. So we're talking first about the fact that in primary school we can bring this Scratch in as an engaging tool for children to take part, and moving away from children to simply having the answers to questions. So the idea that the children are leading themselves and setting themselves the targets and trying to challenge themselves through Scratch. A lot of talk about collaboration as well. You can't really do Scratch in school. You can't prevent collaboration going on. It automatically happens straight away within pairs of children. And extended that to groups whereby children automatically become have expertise in certain areas, and children seek each other out to learn from each other, so peer teaching. And we also talked about the fact that with the advent of Scratch version 2, which has just come out recently, we're doing a series of screencasting. So the children in Primary 7 are screencasting some lessons, the idea being they're going to be doing some screencasts, so it's child-to-child teaching, but it's peer-to-peer teaching, with a view to somehow hosting it online so children around Scotland or maybe further afield can then feedback and collaborate online with Scratch work.
That sounds really brilliant. And one of the things that's just kicking through my head there is that maybe some primary school teachers are a wee bit nervous about Scratch. Now, are you finding, you were mentioning self-taught and you were mentioning sort of peer teaching, I guess, and providing online resources by peers. Do you think that you would be able to use this sort of stuff in the classroom without an awful lot of expertise in programming yourself?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to do. We're hoping to sort of, sometimes we feel that when it comes to things like this in primary school, not all primary school teachers, but sometimes they're the key holder and they actually make the decision as to what's happening in the class. But if you come across that most, if not all primary school pupils and say, do you want to be able to learn how to make a computer game? Obviously with the popularity of games like Minecraft currently, then you're not going to find many children turning you down. The difficulty is, a lot like science in primary school sometimes as well, people are fearful of it and they have to know the answers before they teach it. And part of the thing I was saying today was that there's no actual answers. So it's trying to get an ethos for the children that it's okay to just have a go and there's no correct answer. And it's about that creative spark. But hopefully trying to instill the same thing in the teachers as well. So the pupil-to-pupil way is a really good way of doing it. It's accessible. And also, all the teacher has to do is facilitate and make sure they have the resources available and the pupils lead their own learning.
It's brilliant. That sounds really useful. And we've got very little time left. I wonder if you could just maybe mention one or two other interesting things you've seen today at the conference.
Yeah, nice to meet Stephen Howell, who pioneered Scratch and connectivity. So Stephen and I have been in contact for a wee while now about this, whereby you can input data from the Kinect sensor, from the Microsoft Kinect, into Scratch. I've conversed with him over Twitter for a wee while and done some work with him, but today I got a chance to meet him face-to-face, which was fantastic. And also, being a primary school teacher, it was great to have a chance to meet some secondary sector colleagues and also see how the work that we're doing in primary school then transcribes across to secondary as well. It was nice to see. And also, a fascinating presentation at the end there about special effects in the computer industry and the film industry.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. Could you maybe just give us your Twitter handle so that folk can follow you and find out
sure,
what's going on?
No problem. It's just at Carl Bars, which is KARLBARRS.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers.